Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Angels.
Hey, everybody that's here now or will be here later. Thank you for listening into the show. I'm really trying to figure out a schedule here about when to do shows, and what's the best time to do them or podcasts, whatever. So if you're listening to it now, it's a show. If you're listening to it later, it's a podcast, right? So anyway, welcome. I'm doing a show today on energy, right? Pop energy, that's what I call it, because I love the word pop. And I bet you're saying, why do you love the word pop? Pop is like such a magical word, and it's so powerful. It really is. And so how many of us, especially during the holiday season, and we're in the holiday season, how many of us would like to have great energy, right? And all the energy at a snap, at a pop, at a pop, at a touch of a button in our body, we would just like to get energy. Have you ever hit the alarm like 6 or 7 times, right? Sometimes you just fall back asleep. That's what, you know, happens to me sometimes. And I go, man, I want to have energy all the time. You know, my guy, he is amazing, right? And he's got more athletic ability than anyone I know. And he's got a 23-year-old son, and he's 6'3", lots of athletic ability, and uses it, right? He uses his ability. I have a lot of athletic ability. Well, I don't have a lot of athletic ability. I have some, okay? I love to run. And sometimes you need run. You need energy to run, right? So how can you maximize your energy? What do you do? And sometimes maximizing your energy or getting energy or having energy every hour, every moment of the day until it's time to go to bed, that's huge, right? Also, along with energy, I also know without a shadow of a doubt that you know focus is important, because energy that's chaotic doesn't work, right? But focus, pinpoint focus on whatever you're doing during the day, whether it's working your job or your career or your business, spending time with your sweetheart, with your kids, you need that energy. You need that energy. You need that focus, right? Cooking dinner, because you make mistakes when you're not focused, when you don't have energy. You just do, because you're thinking, oh, my gosh, I'm so tired, or how can I get more energy, right? And you're thinking those things. So one of the things that I do is I go, okay, how can I get my mind more energetic? How can I get my spirit more energetic? Because, you know, spiritual connection is super important. And without that, I mean, well, you know, I think spiritual doesn't mean it's about different ways of worship, right? Or different ways of connecting with your spiritual self. Some people use meditation. Some people use affirmations. Some people use different ways to do that. So let's talk about the spiritual energy, because if you can get the spiritual energy where it's connecting with your whole body, that's important. So, you know, I talk about doing your daily goals. I do mine. I did mine at 4 a.m. this morning because I had energy, right? And I got it done and got clear on what my path was today. And, you know, I have a calendar. I write that down. So that's spiritual, you know, getting my mind right. And the spiritual part is, as I said to myself, I am going to look at the world through my soul's eyes, through my higher self, right? Because if we're looking at the soul, at the world with our personality, when you get in a traffic jam, a lot of times we're screaming at the traffic, right? Not cool. And that requires a lot of energy, but maybe not the best energy. So anyway, I always say, I like to look at the world, be in the world, have the world, enjoy my day today through my soul's eyes, right? When I do readings, when I do the yearly readings, that's what I'm doing. I'm doing it through my soul's eyes, right? I try to. And occasionally, you know, I always call myself a Buddha truck driver because I can cuss like a sailor or a truck driver. and I have a friend of mine who drove trucks for years and did so well with it. But, you know, so Buddha truck driver, because I'm spiritual, as we all are, I just acknowledge it, right? So that's one way to do it. Say to yourself, I am choosing to look at my life, enjoy my life today through my soul eyes and my higher self eyes, rather than my personality or ego, easing God out. Key, real key there. The other thing that I do, and I'm getting to, is that I call it, well, this morning, because we were getting together later, and we spent the last week and a half, you know, on vacation, and we're moving in together in a couple weeks. My sweetheart and I call him, or I'm laying beside him in bed, and I go, okay, let's do our spiritual thing that we do every morning, right? And I think everybody needs some kind of spiritual mind, body, spirit, mind thing that you do with each other, because it sets the tone of your day. And I said, okay, three things I'm grateful for. I'm grateful that I get to go to, with you tonight, I get to go to Las Olas, Christmas on Las Olas, which is, you know, all the little towns around the U.S. and other parts of the world, I'm sure, are celebrating holidays, right? We're celebrating Christmas, or I think they have Hanukkah down there as well. So that's kind of cool, right? So I celebrate anything if it's Canadian, even if it's Canadian Flag Day, right? So I said, I'm grateful for tonight to be able to share and spend that time with you. I said another thing I'm grateful for is that I get to work with this little young lady, and I'm starting tomorrow with her. She's 14 years old, and she's had some challenges, and one time she was Olympic hopeful, and now she's getting back into that, and she wants to use me as a mind-body-spirit coach, and I work with her mother too as well. So she's 14, and I'm grateful for that, because that's been one of my goals that I write down every day. I am thankful that I get to work with kids, helping them find their power, live their bliss, be their bliss. Can you imagine if we start doing that as children or teens, what happens? And so I got a new client with that. So I'm excited. I said, I'm grateful for that. I said, I'm grateful for my health. I'm going to give you one more gratitude thing. I told him, get this, you guys, this is cool. I said, I'm grateful when I see you walk out of the shower and you have those great 6'3" legs. They are just so beautiful. Isn't that cool? And he was smiling. I could tell he enjoyed it. And so then, of course, he told me three things he was grateful for. And one of them was, something he appreciated about me. And another one was doing the business that he does and having great clients, great people to work on. So that's something there. And the third thing he was thankful for, is, you know, he told me, he said, Cherie, I am so grateful for my health. And years ago, he had a bout with cancer, and he's totally recovered. It was back in 2005, but he hasn't had it since, and just came through it. He said, I always knew it was going to come through it. So that's something that will set you up for energy right there, right? You know. And then I did a little meditation this morning about having energy. Okay, you know. Because I'm going to be up tonight and, you know, and I want to get a lot done. I've got more stuff to do. And so that's something that I did. And so now I'm going to tell you another thing I do for energy, right? So, and I think this is the mind, okay, the body. I also did, I'm also reading a new book and audio book. I like audio books, you guys, because I can listen to it anywhere. So I've got the Grant Cardone book that I'm rereading again because there's so much good stuff there, and it gets me excited and jacked up to work with people. Being on the show, being able to tell you guys things helps me too as well. And thank you for those who are listening or will listen. I appreciate it more than you know. So let me tell you what else I do. And, you know, I talked to clients this morning that's good, and they're wonderful to work with. Okay, so I am, this morning I had cereal because I ran this morning, exercise, which gives you energy, believe it or not. It does, and it can make you tired too, but a good kind of tired. So I've already ran today, and I'm super excited. It's going to be 49 degrees in South Florida, Fort Lauderdale tonight. And my guy and I are going to Christmas on Las Olas. But I'm using the Herbalife Nutrition Healthy Meal, okay? And this morning, because I ran, I put it, it's a nutritional shake mix for healthy nutrition and weight management, right? I care about that. I care about nutrition and weight management, obviously, but I care about feeling good. So it's high quality protein, to give satisfy my hunger. And you can mix it in water. It's got 21 vitamins and all that stuff, but it makes me feel great. And so I put this in my cereal, a healthy cereal, and it's I love it. And it's a holiday flavor that they've got out here. So it's pumpkin and cinnamon. Okay, yeah, okay. Pumpkin and cinnamon. Isn't that cool? And so that's what I used this morning, okay, to give me a boost. After I did the little meditation for energy, ran, okay, mind, body, and spirit. And then I also used an energy formula, and it's called raw guarana. I love it. I took two of them, and it gives me a great deal of energy, right? So I'm giving my body good stuff. I'm giving my mind good stuff. I'm saying, hey, I want to see the world through my soul's eyes. Man, it makes me cry. I want to see the world through, and have I slipped up? I'm sure I have, right? But I'm like super jacked up about my life, you know. And, and I did my spiritual my spiritual practice with my guy. That's what we call it, our spiritual practice, right? And, by the way, we took about 60 seconds and we wished abundance to everybody around the planet and ourselves, each other, and around the planet to share and I guess it's called sharing the love, right? So sharing the love like that. And we have a great relationship. I spent a week and a half with them. I am one that has to really concentrate on my, I'm about seeing life through my soul's eyes. And he just does it naturally. So much more patient than me. But hey, we're all students of something, right? And then we teach it. So anyway, that's what I did today. But the raw guarana, all the products I just told you about are made by Herbalife. It is the leading nutrition company in the world. You can check that out, okay? And I love it because I can eat my food. I had a bag of, you guys ever heard of skinny popcorn? I had that as a little snack. Skinny pop, and I had some hot herbal tea, and I love it. It is good. It's good for me, and it will be good for you. So I'm making money. I always say you can never be too rich, too thin, have too much love, or make too much money, right? But I have goals that I want to achieve, and one of them is have an organization where I'm helping kids find their power. Another one, and bliss, and another one is help rescue animals. So, I was able to do something with that this morning too as well. So if I can do it, you can do it. But having more energy starts with your mind, okay? I gave myself great mind exercises today, listening to Grant Cardone again, some of his book again, also another book by Louise Hay. And I fed my mind that. And my spirituality, I said I wanted to come through my soul's eye. So that's pretty spiritual, right? Where everybody benefits, including me and people around me. And it's a great energy vibe I'm sending out to the planet. I did my spiritual practice with my sweetheart this morning. I love him. I'm so excited to live with him, right? And he's excited about living with me. He's so easygoing. I just want to do it well. One of my daily goals that I write is that I am the best version of myself for him, for myself, for Rob, and for our relationship, because there's three aspects to every couple: you, him, her, him, and the relationship. And I'm going all over the map here, but I'll tell you something. The spirit I covered, the mind I covered, and they're all intertangled, right, intertwined with each other. And then the body, I tell you something, I did a little meditation, and I have one. If you'd like to have it, just send me a text, 954-636-9401, Tari, that's my first name, Angel Coaches. You can find me on Instagram, Angel Coaches, Tari, at angelcoaches.org, that's T-E-R-R-Y-E-E. You can also, as I said, find me on Instagram, but I will send you my meditation. How about that, if you want? So it's just getting a heavy more energy and starting your day right. There's nothing like it. And I get to talk to you guys today. I'm really grateful for that I have this radio show and people on here that listen to my shows. I'm getting ready to put it on iTunes again. I've done that before, so wish me luck. It takes me a little time to do stuff like this. But Archangel Michael's helping me, so it's good. Anyway, so, and then Herbalife, it's a great nutrition program because you can eat food, you can cheat, you can use it for athletic abilities. I know they support, get this, they have athletes in the Olympics that they support, sponsor is the best word for that, sponsor, isn't that cool? They also have athletics, race cars, and all kinds of stuff out there that they're sponsoring with Herbalife, okay? And as I said, they are the leading nutrition company in the world, and they are in 90 countries. Don't I sound like I'm promoting them? Heck yeah, I am, and because I know what it's done for me, right? If I can take some raw guarana, I can drink some tea. I just took the raw guarana, and I had two this morning, so, and I had good nutrition all day so far. And have energy to enjoy my day and have energy to spend with my sweetheart. And I have energy to share with my daughter and my family and friends. So can you. Thank you so much for listening to this. Follow my show. Okay. Please, go to my Instagram page, Angel Coaches, and like me on Instagram, and I'll like you back. and order products, right? What have you got to lose? Except maybe you want to lose weight, and it'll help you do that. There's a certain program that you can use to lose weight. There's a certain program you can use to get energy. There's a certain program you can use to have all. There's a certain program that are designed for athletes. Okay? Is that not cool? I've used them both, and I love the smoothie mix, because I love a great smoothie. My guy, he loves it too. You know how he makes his smoothie? He takes, okay, this is good. I'm going to give you his recipe. Don't tell him. but one of the things that you can do is take the smoothie mix. He mixes it with water, and then he puts yogurt in it, and he puts vegetables in it, frozen vegetables and frozen fruit, and then he mixes it up. He takes 2 tablespoons. And sometimes he uses juice. He likes cherry juice. I think for me it's a little too sweet, but you know I put it in the grain. It's a grain cereal, number four, whatever. You know, and it tastes good. It's got little almonds in it, little fruit in it, and I mix the pumpkin shake mix in it. I like it. You may not like that, right? Yesterday morning I had it in. What did I put it in? Oh, I put it in water. I put it with ice cubes. I put it with the Nightworks by Herbalife because I love to make sure my heart works because my mom's family has heart disease in her side of the family. She died at 58 of a massive heart attack because she was a smoker. And when I want to go in my sleep. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I don't want to ever go because if I've got to go, I want to go like that. If I can float on out of here, because my dad asked me the other day how I wanted to leave and go to heaven. I go, well, Tesla, probably have to use the big battery. What do you think? The Tesla? Anyway, I'm teasing about that. But anyway, I love humor. It is a form of love. And so I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening in. Call me to get on some products. You don't have to order a big program. You can order one guarana tablet. I love it. Just hit me up, 954-636-9401. Text me. Try it out. Not expensive. Or hit me up on Angel Coaches. Try the nutrition program out if you're not getting the nutrition. I mean, I have energy. Can you tell? anyway, you take care. Have a wonderful Tuesday night, and we'll talk to you. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye, everybody. Oh, one more thing, yearly readings. I'm doing yearly readings. If you want to know what your love life was like, what's going to be next year in 2019, your love life, your family life, your relationship life. Is anyone near you connected to you getting married? Are you getting married? Are you getting engaged? I love those. And are you up for promotion? Do you have some great choices that you're going to have to make? Do you have any challenges? Challenges. I say they're easy to overcome, but they can be overcome. You can handle them. What angels are working with you, and what's your soul agreement? Why are you here? What are you here to do? And your wellness, right? So I just gave you a great wellness plan, Herbalife. All right, you guys, take care. Much love. I love all you guys, all right? And have a wonderful, magical day. Bye now. The yearly reading. So you can text me, too, if you want the yearly readings or the Herbalife or their life, or a meditation about energy. I've got meditations about connecting with your angels, but energy, you want to get that started. So anyway, take care. Do a spiritual practice with your sweetheart, whoever he or she is. You can do it on the phone. That's what we did this morning. Anyway, we do it in bed before we get going, and we do it on the phone and talk to each other if by chance I stay at my house or vice versa. Anyway, much love. Take care. Have a wonderful day.